Maybe you've seen it at the circus, perhaps between skyscrapers, or stretched tight and high over a canyon. A tightrope walker, fighting gravity, fear, isolation, and howling winds to slowly navigate the impossible. Focusing with laser precision, one step, then another, on a thin cable, their eyes on safety at the end of this impossible journey. Constantly shifting, adapting, and adjusting for whatever comes their way, the impossible becomes more likely with every forward step they take. Have you ever faced something in your life that seemed impossible to navigate? Hearing unexpected news, receiving a late-night phone call, encountering the unforeseen, and then you freeze. Your new reality seems impossible to face. Well, this meditation from the first chapter of Luke will help you find hope when facing hopelessness, will help you find courage when facing the impossible. So to begin your meditation, just settle now into a place of stillness and divine tranquility. Relax your feet, your legs, your arms, your hands, and your neck. Relax your eyes now as well. Just relax your gaze into a soft focus. Relax into the presence of God, His Spirit, and His Son. Be still now in the presence of the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy. Become still as you dwell in the high and holy place. Still your heart to become contrite and humble in spirit. Dwell now with God in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence just naturally transform into a time of prayer. A prayer of presence. A prayer of satisfaction in the embrace of God. Encounter God now in your way, from your heart, and in your time. Continue to become even more aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes. Just begin to take slow, deep breaths from your stomach. Breathe into a count of 10 if you can, and then slowly out to a count of 10. Don't force your breathing, just be aware of it. Slow and steady, peaceful and deep. As you exhale a deep breath, whisper silently that with God, all things are possible. Just exhale silently. With God, all things are possible. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, and whisper, with God, all things are possible. continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take a note of anything that you feel or hear, taste, or even smell right now. What are you experiencing right now that reminds you of His being? Some aspect of Him that gives you hope and assurance and peace. Just stay there centering on that truth for 1 minute. Your mind will wander, but when you realize it has, let that remind you to focus back. Learning to move from blurred distractions back to divine focus is a meditation practice that will serve you well today, so practice that now. Center on what you note about His being now, and then return when you wander. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of 3 separate times of widening reflection. And fight the temptation to resolve or examine these passages too closely. Just simply encounter God in the passage. And listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit, something new. As you listen to Luke chapter 1, verse 37, from the New English Translation. For nothing will be impossible with God. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind as you consider that? Well, remain there for a moment. After resting, what still remains in your mind from that passage? Let your mind continue to wander, and then let the Holy Spirit return you to that focal point once more. Listen once again, and you might better appreciate hearing this passage in some context, one that you may recognize. So listen again to this passage, but with a bit wider view from the New Living Translation. The angel replied to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her 6th month. For the word of God will never fail." What did you notice or appreciate or become more aware of this time? Remain in meditation as you let these words permeate your heart. For the word of God will never fail. What does that mean to you? Let your mind drift through it and then back to the Holy Spirit. Listen to your third sacred reading now with an even wider perspective from the Amplified Version. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin and have no intimacy with any man?" Then the angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a cloud. For that reason, the holy, pure, sinless child shall be called the Son of God. And listen, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren once is now in her sixth month. For with God, nothing is or ever shall be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel left her. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed. You may not want to imagine being on a high wire, but imagine the solitude of facing a journey that seems impossible. A new job, a new relationship, perhaps a diagnosis of a disease, or caring for someone in need. When have you faced what seemed impossible and seen your way through to the other side? Imagine the beginning. Imagine the ending. Just walk that path for a minute. As you were present in your imagination on that journey, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Did you hear Mary's comment at the end of the passage? "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." That measure is amazing. May it be done to me according to you. So what are you facing today that you can say, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, and may it be done to me according to your word"? Face what you're facing and let this be your response. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, and may this be done to me according to your word." Thank you. As you close your time, you should return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Let the word possible guide you today. Let it be your meditation throughout your day. And let me pray too that you remember the word of God will never fail, that with God all things are possible, nothing is impossible. To live the truth that you are a servant of the Lord, may all things be done to you in peace according to his word. Amen. So today you have the opportunity to face the impossible, to experience divine peace and gifted faith when confronting the impossible. When you encounter it today, embrace it today. Relish it as an opportunity to encounter his hope when facing hopelessness, his courage when facing the impossible. So when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with the hope of God today.